Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Golcher, dictating endoscopy report on Margaret Johnson, date of birth 1/24/1952. Date of procedure May 7, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Golcher. Your referring physician is Dr. Kara Jacob. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and, with cold biopsy polypectomy as well as cold snare polypectomy. Indication is history of adenomatous gastric polyp. Description, procedure, and form consent was obtained. Period, possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing agents, such as among the two explains the patient. The patient has got an endoscopy. Please must model position. Today's for anesthesia services, monitoring anesthesia care, while lubricated on this video. Gastroscope is introduced into the esophagus and advanced in direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum. Period. Careful examination made of the duodenal bulb. Second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G-junction, and esophagus. Period. Retroflex view is obtained of the cardio period. Aortic section from the stem before withdrawal of scope. The patient started the procedure well without any complications. Findings. There was evidence of approximately one centimeter proximal inlet patch. Next line. There was an unremarked proximal mid esophagus. Proximal and mid-esophagus otherwise, there was no evidence of any esophagitis noted on this exam. Next time, the Z-line was regularly at 35 centimeters in bipolar. Next line, there was evidence of a 3-centimeter sliding hiatal hernia. Next line, there were three gastric fundus polyps. One was approximately 1 centimeter in size and removed with cold snare polypectomy piecemeal. Next line, the other was approximately 6 millimeters in size and removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, the other was diminutive and removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. All were sessile, flat, and pale in appearance. The prior polypectomy sites from the last endoscopy appeared unremarkable. Next line, there was an unremarkable gastric mucosa otherwise. Next line, duodenum to D2 portion appeared unremarkable. Next line, plan, follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, we'll discuss follow-up endoscopy based on findings on pathology. Next line. Please go back to discussion where the Z-line is and note the Z-line is mildly irregular, 35 centimeters from the bite block. Please go back to the plan and state, given the patient's history of Barrett's esophagus, would recommend repeat EGD for reevaluation. Delete that part. Recommend continued PPI daily given history of Barrett's esophagus. Next line, follow up analysis previously scheduled. Thank you.